Time now for a Friday Left of Lansing short on this August 18th of 2023. Michigan Republican Congressman John Molinar of Caledonia, who is also my congressman, is fighting against a California-based lithium-ion battery manufacturer called Gotion from setting up a battery plant in Big Rapids, which is right in the middle of Molinar's district. Now, Molinar has joined the xenophobic hysteria on the right wing in opposing the plant because Gotion's parent company is from China. Now, Molinar is standing with right-wing nutjobs such as State Party Chair Christina Karamos, Republican State Senator Lana Theis, and crazy zealot Glenn Beck, and saying that the Gotion plant is like giving China the key to take over Big Rapids, and then the Chinese government can spread communism across the state and then all over the country. Molinar attacked the plant by using such anti-Asian hate rhetoric and xenophobia rather than attacking the plant on some legitimate merits. I mean, it's really sad that he chose to go down this route, but that's what the Republican Party is all about. I recently discussed the right-wing hysteria over the Gotion plant with Assistant Director of Michigan Advance, Anna Gustafson, on episode 47 of the Left of Lansing podcast, so please give that episode a listen. And in that episode, Ms. Gustafson said that there is a lot of nuance with the story, and there really is, starting with the economic breakdown of the Big Rapids area, which is part of Mecosta County. Around 18% of the residents of Mecosta County live in poverty, and that pretty much helps explain why many local leaders, many of them Republican, gave the green light for the plant, which is expected to be up and running by 2025, and it's expected to create somewhere around 2,000 jobs. So you understand why local leaders are embracing the project. Now, let me just give you some extra background here. The company received around $800 million in state incentives, and as many of you know, I'm no fan of corporate subsidies, especially subsidies that are handouts to the donor base, subsidies that don't improve cities, towns, municipalities, and subsidies which exacerbate climate change. I believe it's a race to the bottom. It results in states fighting other states by offering lavish tax breaks to corporations, lowering regulations that protect citizens, and thereby that leads to lower pay for all workers. Rather than throwing money and gifts at corporations, I say perhaps we spend that money on reinvesting in our education and infrastructure so that we can create and keep the talent right here in Michigan. Corporations will then want to be here regardless. But you never heard John Molinar and his fellow right-wingers make such arguments. You also never heard John Molinar express any skepticism or criticism of other Chinese-based companies who set up shop or do business here in the state. You never heard John Molinar bash Republican Governor Rick Snyder, who during his tenure made 8 trade mission trips to China and spoke with 35 Chinese companies in the hopes that they would come to Michigan. But now, with Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in office, Molinar is echoing the sentiments of his fellow Christian nationalist friends, trying to scare people into believing that this battery plant will lead us closer to some one world order. But the hypocrisy doesn't end there for John. Molinar now says, listen to this, that he's opposing the plant because he says Gotion misled the state and local leaders on how much workers will actually earn. Molinar says earnings are $10,000 less than the company originally stated when filing for those tax incentives. Man, this is hilarious. Since John Molinar's side is losing, he's sounding like me, a progressive, in his desperate attempts to stop the project. Now listen up. Some Democrats in the state legislature did vote against the project, not because they believed in the right wing's anti-Asian xenophobia, but because they didn't think the pay and benefits were high enough for workers, considering how much Gotion received in tax breaks here from the state. And as a quick aside, maybe that's where Democrats could have played a little bit more hardball with Gotion. They could have told Gotion, hey, you want the funding? Fine, but only for higher wages and benefits for workers in that area. I think Democrats could have done a better job at that. John Molinar could have done that from the very beginning too, rather than sounding like some right-wing email chain. But maybe Congressman Molinar, since he's seeing the light and is now all about the workers, maybe John Molinar can prove me and every progressive wrong and prove that he isn't such a hypocrite. Since Molinar suddenly cares about the workers and their worth in society, I can't wait to see Molinar walk up to the microphone on the U.S. House floor and declare his support for the United Auto Workers who might vote to strike against Ford, GM, and Stellantis. I mean, John says he cares about hard-working Michiganders. All right then, come on, baby, put your money right where your mouth is and show all of us how much you care about the workers rather than your donors. You know John's not going to do that. Why? Because John Molinar is a hypocrite, but you already knew that.